Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Change Book Radio Show, global insight and inspiration for life and business. We're brought to you by the fastest growing personal development book series in the world titled The Change. And I'm your host and voice, Stacey Carnaluti, transformational leader and coach, international bestselling author, and founder of High Powered Success Academy and StaceyC.com, The Power to Be. Welcome to The Change. Hey friends, this is Stacey C here today, and I am so excited to bring Patricia Runblade to you today. She's a self-wealth expert, and I love that. I just love this little niche that you have discovered in really building up women from the inside out and helping them to enjoy the wealth and the wellness that they really are designed and destined for. So welcome to the show, Patricia.
Hi, Stacey. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You're welcome. Awesome, awesome. Where are you at today? Where do you live?
I'm in Oceanside, California today.
Oh, very nice. It's beautiful and a sunshiny day, right?
It is. It's amazing. It's actually kind of warm out today. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, I love Southern California in the fall. It's just beautiful, beautiful.
Well, cannot beat the weather.
I know, really. Totally. We are going to talk about your story from hot mess to best-selling author, speaker, self-wealth mentor, and gifted intuitive healer. That's how I like to kind of sum up your story. I just think it's so beautiful. So we're going to start at the beginning, and I just want you to talk to us about where you were when you began this whole journey that has led you to do this incredible work in your life. So why don't you go back to the beginning and start at that, maybe the dark night of the soul.
Oh, yeah, the dark night of the soul. Yeah, let me tell you, which one? there's been a few, but the one that truly, started the whole ball rolling, so to speak, was back in 2013 when I was laid off from my 15-year career in public education. And in that moment, having had my life kind of pulled out from under me, I came to a lot of realizations that I didn't know who I was and didn't know how I had gotten there, didn't know what was going to happen next. Because I found myself jobless. My kids had, grown up and moved out, so I was an empty nester. My dog of 12 years had just passed away, 2 months before that happened. And, realized that I really had no life. It was all tied up into one thing, which was my career. And it all exploded. Yeah. It was a crazy, crazy year of just diving in deep. I had an opportunity come to me where I was kind of given the gift of personal development. I had never taken a personal development course in my life before. Given the gift of having an opportunity to go to a personal development course and cried for 3 days at this course because it was so many wounds. I literally was a hot mess. I mean, there was no moment in that weekend where I had a dry eye and, it was just, and was just like, wow, I'm a mess. This is not even funny. And for the next couple of years, just kind of immersed myself into really getting to the core of who I am and what I'm called to do and what is life going to look like on the other side of this dark night. And it was an immensely wonderful, glorious, painful experience that I think there's no other way to describe it. I mean, it was just powerful. And, you know, when I started to come out on the other side, which I, you know, I don't think I'm ever fully on the other side. I'm just, you know, on a path, on a path.
I
found myself being called to do some really deep soulful work. And I know when I wrote for the Change book, because I was in book 9, when I wrote my story there, I wrote about generational pain. And I realized I came to an awareness of how much generational pain and limiting beliefs and suffering that I had been carrying around, which was really true because, you know, I had parents that grew up in the Depression as, you know, Mexican-American immigrants. And so I had a lot of stuff to overcome and just kind of work through.
What?
In order to really find out, like, who am I? Who is my soul contract and what did I sign up to be here for? And and it's just been a wonderful journey. And along the way, I have tapped into some intuitive, insightful gifts that have really been blowing my mind. I'm like, really? I can do that?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You know, we all go through this. It's, I don't know what it is, but we are here on this planet, I think, you know, to find out who we are and why we're here and to ultimately learn how to trust that we're okay. Like, we really do have what it takes to pull ourselves out of these horrendous, like, horrific situations. And now look at what you've accomplished. You know, had you not gone through that, you would never know what was in you, right? So now you're describing this painful nightmare as, like, this glorious season. And this is the glory. Like, we really get it. Like, this is amazing what we are capable of. And so now you're reaching out and helping other women through the same, right, the same journey. It's just
I learned about not only myself but just women as a collective is that we are so suppressed and given these conditions to be submissive in life, and we carry those things no matter how much liberation we're given from family or marriages or anything like that, we still conditionally and internally carry those conditions within ourselves, and we never really tap into our full ability to be abundant and fruitful and just empowered the way we are truly meant to be empowered.
Yeah. Amazing. And is this passed on? We don't realize it until we get to a situation like you described, and all of a sudden we start asking these big questions, like, really, do I have what it takes? Am I worthy of a good life? If, you know, it's just so much comes up. Why don't you share with us a little bit about the process that you kind of take your clients through? Do you have a system that you kind of work through, or is it always random?
Well, it's a little bit of both. No, I do have a signature called, it's called the Soul Method. And it's four very simply deep steps that I take my clients
Beautiful.
Through. And even though there are these, you know, amazing steps and powerful situations and circumstances that I take them through, what it looks like for each client in between in those steps is totally tailored to them. So it never looks the same. So even though, like, we're at this level,
right,
whatever happens within that level is truly just tailored to the client. And so I take them through the Soul Method of really just kind of, first of all, surveying their life and where they're at and kind of getting that snapshot of what's going on. And then looking at, then observing, like, what has been happening, what are the patterns of, that I'm thinking, that I'm doing, that I'm saying, that I'm responding to, and how is that impacting what they want? And then just doing some really deep forgiveness work Because I think that's really a big key to anything, to being able to trust yourself, to being able to trust the world, and to being able to feel safe is really, I think the key is forgiveness of of anything that has happened in our life. And then building on that self-love piece and learning how to deeply and truly love yourself no matter what is happening, good or bad. You know, and just being able to do that and know that if it's a rough time, that you still have that ability to allow love into your heart and let that guide you. And and I also bring in some of my other tools of intuitive skills I do tarot readings for clients and kind of just tap in intuitively and do energetic readings for them to kind of really get a deeper look into them. So, so that's kind of my process right now of how I help women and focusing primarily on money and how women are not always empowered around money. There was so much social conditioning around women and money. So, it's a big, deep area.
It's so amazing in my own journey, being able to connect the dots between, I always say, men and money, because the relationship, I mean, it's just amazing. Money is provision, right? It's a source of provision, and that's tied to this masculine energy. And I find that a lot of women have a really crazy warped sense or perspective about the masculine in general, which has gotten us way out of our feminine power. So I mean, I see the connection between that, and I just think it's so it's just so important. The work is so important,
because we've been forced to kind of step into that masculine role in so many ways that we forget that being in our divine feminine is truly where we receive all the abundance and all the prosperity and all of, you know, all of that yumminess of the universe that's there for us.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
That's one of the things I had to learn. That's one of the things I truly had to learn is how, like, I didn't realize how much I was living in this masculine, I don't even know what to call it, just this masculine world and the way of thinking and the way of acting, that I really had to learn how to be a divine feminine. Like, I was like, I didn't know that. You know, I never knew that. I never knew that there was a whole other side.
Right. Totally.
Yeah.
We're not here to compete. That thing in us that ends up kind of competing. I had a client one time that said, I just want to make more money than my husband. And so we had to stop and go, what's the motivation behind that? Like, what's going on right there, you know?
Right.
And so exploring all of that and getting ourselves to a place of just trusting that it's coming and trusting that we're being led and trusting that we're being guided and trusting everything, you know, that the overflow, that the abundance is already there for us, you know? And just being sensitive to the leading and the guiding, it's so empowering. It's so empowering.
Right.
Yeah.
And just tapping into that ability to be vulnerable so that you can gain that clarity of whom you are, of who you are, and where you want to go.
Yeah.
Because we've also shut off our emotions to where, you know, we've created this belief that being vulnerable is such a bad thing, and that means that you're weak, and that means that you're all of this. Negative things, not realizing that really being vulnerable is the biggest gift you could give to yourself.
Totally.
Because it allows,
and when we say,
it allows you to have that clarity.
Yeah. Yeah. When you say being vulnerable, literally that can be as simple as just learning how to feel, like how to access your emotions. And not that we make all of our decisions based on a feeling, because that's not wisdom at all, but being able to access your feelings is literally what makes you human, right? So being able to enjoy this human experience in all aspects of it is like vulnerability. Like that's what we're talking about. Just literally being brave enough to feel something,
yeah.
Right?
Just being able to have compassion, just compassion in and of itself for, you know, a beautiful sunset or, you know, the person at the store who helped you or anything, just having that kindness and compassion that is just in an innate quality that we tend to shut down.
Yeah.
And just being able to tap back into that, because truly, I mean, the divine source really is all about love and compassion and kindness. That's what we're all here to do, is just spread more love, compassion, and kindness to each other.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amazing. What kind of work were you doing in the world of education before, you know, when you got laid off? I can't believe that. Oh.
in my other life.
Oh, again, right?
My other
life. The greatest thing that ever happened to you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Interesting enough is that I was a certified credentialed special ed teacher, and I primarily worked with children with emotional and mental health issues and disorders.
Awesome.
So you know, a lot of what I do now it's relevant to everything. I feel a lot of what I do now in my coaching and with my clients and mentoring is a lot of the same things that I was doing with these children, because they come from such levels of dysfunction and chaos within their own lives that's where those early beliefs of self-worth and lack of self-love are fully imprinted. So
yeah.
You know, I feel a lot of what I did in those years working with those types of students was really help them see their own self-value. And so I've just been able to take a lot of that and bring it into the adult world.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's really all we're talking about, is giving ourselves what we maybe we're not able to receive at the ages when our belief system was being formed, right? Yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Because so many of us were, you know, we all had parents, and yeah, we're all dysfunctional on some level, but it's, I guess it's the amount of impact that dysfunction is, you know, has on you, is how you show up as an adult. And so it's sometimes just about cleaning it up. It's not, you know, good or bad. It's just about an awareness of, hey, yeah, there's another way to do that, you know?
Totally. And if we never figured out how to give it to ourselves, we would not really be of great service in the world, right? Like, I mean, if we got everything we needed from our parents, right? We need to figure out how to do this and teach others how to do it. So it's vital, really.
It is. I like to think of it as that ripple effect. You know, when you finally, you know, boil it all down and understand what fills you with love and compassion and understanding, it just ripples out to everybody that you meet. And, you know, so we're all just creating these ripples in this vast ocean of the human experience. You know, so we're all just kind of trying to have an impact somehow.
Good.
Yeah.
So tell me how the change, when you got invited to write a chapter in the Change, book 9, where were you in life at that point? That was been a few years. So were you just starting your business, or were you already established? I'm sorry, what?
I was just starting my business. I was fairly new into it and just kind of coming out of my 2 years of intense personal development that I really kind of immersed myself into. I don't do things lightly, Stacey. Given an opportunity, I am an all in kind of girl. I'm like, I'm all in.
Amen.
Okay, let's do this. If we're gonna do it, let's do it.
So good. That's the way it has to be.
Yeah. So I was a couple of years into my business and really kind of learning about a lot of those things in myself and kind of walking that path at that time around generational trauma and generational pain. and understanding the impact of it and understanding the healing that goes on with it. Because, you know, for me, it was a lot of familial healing and forgiveness that I needed to work on. A lot of things with my own family and my parents and kind of those kind of things that I had to do, which you never really think about that. Like, really, why do I have to forgive my family? But it's we carry on so much through our generations that we just don't ever really think about the impact that it has on us subconsciously.
Yeah. We literally are unable to be in a healthy relationship until we do release our family of origin from all, or release ourselves from our experiences, you know, negative, whatever. Getting into a healthy relationship with another human being isn't even possible until we clean up that mess, you know, behind us and get all the lessons out of it, grab the gold. You know, there's so much honor in our shame, and there's so much gold in all the fire that it's our job to go back and pick it all up and reconcile, you know. So it has to happen. How did the book – did the book just help you to, like, figure out your process in order to teach it to other people, or did it, you know, help get you more visible, or how did the change become kind of a platform for your business? Did it help?
It did. It helped in a couple of ways. It helped, one, it really helped me understand my process just as a writer in general, because I never really thought of myself as an author. So it really just kind of was like, and the change book was the second. I had already written a book prior to that, my own personal book, about the first part of my hot mess life.
That's right. I knew that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was already kind of feeling like, am I really an author? Am I not really an author? Then the opportunity for the change book came in, and I thought, okay, I'm going to do this again. I can do this. And then I wrote the chapter. It really opened up an amazing opportunities for me. I had the opportunity to, one, work with, get to know Jim Lutz a lot better on a personal level and kind of learn some things from him and kind of bounce ideas off him. I'm so grateful for the opportunities that I get to connect with Jim. And it also, from that, I made some great connections. But then I was able to kind of work with a subgroup of Changebook authors, and we created our own kind of a little side group called Conscious Change, where each of us had each written on different topics. And so we created another ebook that kind of celebrated and shared knowledge and wisdom from each of our different areas of, you know, we had someone who was a grief expert. We had someone who was doing feng shui. We had someone else that was doing some other type of business things. And then we had, you know, someone doing law of attraction. And so we were able to meld it into an ebook that we created just for, you know, our group of change authors that created a whole nother little subgroup. And from that, you know, we were able to teach each other a lot of marketing skills, a lot of networking skills, a lot of webinar skills. We did a couple of webinars from that and got a lot of great connections. Mm-hmm. And it was just really a wonderful process. And it's always been a positive part of being part of the Change Book series. I love that. I have some good friends who have been in, like, even I have a friend who I think is in book four, like one of the really early books from that. Because I think, what are there, like 20 books now or like 17 books?
We're taking applications for book 17 right now.
Oh my gosh, 17 books. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had some connections that wrote in, like, I think one of my friends wrote in like book four. You know, so I've made some amazing lifelong connections with people through the Change Book, and it's just been a great opportunity. It's opened up some nice doors for me.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. That's great to hear. It's been a beautiful experience for me as well. Just wonderful people, so much talent, so much heart. You know, every person that I interview, every person that I contact or connect with, it's just a blessing. It's been nothing but a blessing. So I love to hear the stories from everybody about how it's helped them get out there and connect with the world. So it's a beautiful, powerful platform for sure. So tell us what you're doing today. Are you working with private clients, groups? What do you do? Do you speak?
Let's see. What's
going on?
Right now, I have to tell you, I know, like, I'm like, what avenue am I on right now? Let's see. Last year, this is going to sound funny, but I got a download, you know, I was doing my meditation and got some downloads and wrote another book last year. It's actually a coloring book, and it's a spiritual law of attraction money coloring book. So
awesome.
Yes. And
I put your link
Amazon
for the color meditation page. Yeah, I added the link to the notes in the blog on Blog Talk Radio. So
that link will go download it. Yeah, that'll give you a sample color page and then a recorded guided meditation that I did that goes along with it. And that color page is an excerpt from the book itself. And the book can be found on Amazon. It's called Money Inspirations. Coloring Your Divine Path to Great Wealth and Success. So it is a lot based
Patricia!
On a lot of, yeah, it is based on a lot of the spiritual laws, and law of attraction. And so it's a really powerful book. The people that I have, that have really reached out to me that have colored the book have shared some amazing experiences that they've had by using the book. And so I'm right now building building and using programs around that book, and just doing mostly a lot of online and things like that. Facebook Live, I do some Facebook Lives in my private Facebook group called Self Wealth Tribe. And I'm getting ready to launch next week a 5-day Reset Your Money Mindset mini course. So, which will include a lot of things from my book. And a lot of the teachings that I do for my private clients that I see and stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's called Reset Your Money Mindset. Try your group on Facebook. Tell us that again to hook up.
Self Wealth Tribe.
Awesome. And you're doing a 5-day reset next week, starting next week?
Starting on October 18th, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. That's just beautiful. So,
it's going to be a powerful 5 days.
Yeah, yeah. Listeners, connect with Patricia. Her last name is R-U-N-D Blade, B-L-A-D-E, Rund Blade. And you can connect with her on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and look out for that coloring page as well. And Amazon, she's got an Amazon author page. It's just amazon.com/author/Patricia Runblade. So many amazing things that you've got going right now. It's beautiful. And I love the whole this whole money thing. It's very, very spiritual. And so I love to help people get connected to good, sound teaching on the subject, because things just need to shift, and we need to get the money into the hands of the people that can be trusted with it, right? we should be in an abundant state of generosity and compassion, you know, to be able to do some beautiful things with the money. But, so I love that. Good for you. Congratulations
really
on all that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. It was a very deeply fulfilling book to kind of kind of do. I enjoyed it. I was inspired. I did all the drawings in the coloring book myself, and those were inspired through just divine downloads.
Wow.
Yeah. So those are
I
all
need
very
to check it out. Are the meditations
drawings,
audio?
Yeah.
Do you actually include audio?
Yes, on that download, yeah. There's a coloring page and an audio meditation that I recorded.
Like, if you purchase the book, if you were to purchase the whole book on Amazon, do you also get an audio, like, with all the meditations as well, or are they separate?
No, I haven't made the meditations for each of those public yet because we're still working on refining those and getting all those fine-tuned. So right now it's just the book on Amazon. But yeah, but the meditations will be out soon. It's in the process.
Okay. Oh, I love it. That's amazing. What a talent you are. Beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
So cool. So what's the best way to connect with you? Where do you want people to reach out?
They can reach out through me either through Instagram or Facebook. That's really the best way to kind of track me down.
Okay. Yeah. Good deal.
Yeah. And if they really and if they can't get me either those ways, so they're not on there, they can reach me at patricia@patriciarunblade.com. They can shoot me an email to that, and I'll get it.
Okay. Super. Super. Well, you are a blessing. Boy, what an amazing gift you are to the world. Do you have any last words of wisdom you want to leave us with?
Ooh, last words of wisdom. Let's see.
Final.
Be still. Yeah.
Oh,
just enjoy and be still and allow the universe to just guide you and lead you because it knows the way.
Yeah,
that's it.
So good.
So good.
All right. Well, that's it. Can't get any better than that, girl.
That's
you
right.
Guys,
I know.
It really is. I have a plaque on my wall that says "Be still and know." You know, once you get quiet enough, it says in Isaiah. It says in quietness. And confidence is going to be your strength, but you can't find that confidence. You can't find that knowing. You can't find any of that until you get quiet and still and realize that everything you need really is right there inside. It's just an incredible, incredible power that we have available to us. So thank you for what you're doing. Very, very beautiful.
I'm honored that I get to do this, that I get to teach this, and that I get to share this gift with everybody, you know, and it's I fully believe
it
now that everything that I've gone through has really prepared me for this, you know, and it's an honor that I get to do
and
it.
Yeah, and it's worth it, right? Whatever we've got to go through to get to this place is worth it. It just doesn't matter anymore. What fire am I going to walk through next? Yeah, it just doesn't matter. It's so worth it. It's so worth it. So listeners.
Yeah, because
the
learning on the other end is valuable.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, the learning on the other end is just amazing.
Yeah, beautiful. All right. Well, listeners, connect with Patricia Runblade on Instagram, on Facebook. Get into her 5-day challenge next week. It's going to be powerful, no doubt. And if you are looking to get published, we are putting together book 17 right now. It's just an incredible opportunity to not only get visible, but to get connected on a global level with some incredible experts, just intuitive healers, teachers, authors, speakers, marketing people, just incredible talent on this platform. So reach out to me, Stacey with an E. It's Stacey at StaceyC.com, and we can talk about getting you published, talk about amplifying your voice, talk about clarifying your message. All of these things are what we do here at The Change. So reach out anytime. And until next time, don't forget to be the change and the magic, we always say, that you're hoping to see in the world. Thanks for listening today. And thank you again, Patricia, for being on. And we will see you next time at The Change. Peace out. Bye, Patricia.
Bye. Thanks, Stacy.
You're welcome.